there's a more general aspect that I would comment on. I think it's very important to learn a subject well enough, to think about it enough, to think about it from all angles, so that you feel at home with it. You feel it's a friend, something you know intimately, and somebody asks you about it, asks some part of it, and some peculiar way of looking at it that they have, you can express it back to them in that same way or anybody else's way. You can look at it from any angle and still understand it thoroughly. And this gives one an instinctive idea of what happens and what's going to happen if you're given a certain set of events. You know, you just see it, you visualize what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's instinctive. Now, I always work out things with equations, too, to be sure it's all correct, to be sure I haven't missed anything. I usually think things through intuitively first, work it out of the equations, and then think through the equations. And what do these equations really mean? Is that really what's happening with them? These equations really describe the right physical situation. Mm-hmm. I think the intimacy you have with a given field, a given set of ideas, is very important in both quick thinking and in also exploring a problem thoroughly. Teaching is another way of learning thoroughly, and I have profited from that. I think if you teach a field, then you have to look at it in the way any way as a student's going to look at it. Look at all aspects of it. If you just learn it, you may well skip over certain parts and don't think it's too interesting. You've got to teach it, you have to look at all of those. And I have gotten some very good ideas just having to learn certain parts of it, which I've otherwise not worried about, and I'll suddenly see something that's there that I've missed. And so I think teaching is another way of grasping a subject thoroughly and knowing it well enough so that you're at home with it.